this weekend, we're going and getting together with some friends, right? They're like, hey, we'll do pizza. And we're like, cool, we'll pick it up on the way. So we drive over. I walk in to get the pizza for this, you know, night that we're having. And I'm like, they're like, it's under our name. Cool. So I say, hey, it's, I'm here for this person. And I'm like, yep, no problem. It's right here. It's ready. Here you go. And they hand me the three boxes. And Kelly, it's two very, very small, like personal sized boxes.
Oh.
And then one that's like kind of medium size. And then there's like a styrofoam container that has salad in it, right? And I'm like, there are...
Did they get the size wrong?
Yeah, I know. I was like, man.
Is this going to feed everybody?
There are four adults here. And so I ask, I'm like, this is for...
Such?
Yeah, and I look at the ticket, and it says the name. And I'm like, this says the name.
And then you don't want to call and risk them being, yeah, what's wrong?
And I look at it, and I look back at, like, the rack that has all the other pizzas on it. And I'm like, is it possible that they may have put the ticket on the wrong boxes of pizza? Because,
or there's another name that's the same?
Yeah, exactly. And I go back and forth and look at it like three times. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe they have other things over at their house. And
because
maybe,
I'm going to be hungry.
I don't know. So I walk out to the car and I meet my wife and I'm like, here's what I picked up. I'm like, it doesn't look like enough. I'm like, we're going to have like a pizza tasting instead of like have pizza and like play cards. Like,
we'll have two bites.
Right, exactly. And so she's like, huh, that's interesting. And so she goes, I tell you what I'll do. I'll text a photo of the boxes and I'll be like, on our way.
Yep, got the food.
Right. So
that's good. That's a good plan.
So she did. And, you know.
And then if something's wrong, they'll be like, wait a second. That doesn't look like the right order.
Right.
Or,
exactly.
That's not enough. We didn't get order that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They'll be like, oh, there should be like six more boxes or whatever.
And right.
So nonetheless.
Or bigger boxes.
Nonetheless, she takes the photo. Everything seems okay. And driving from the pizza place to the house, we cannot get over it. It's
well,
like
then you're like, do we stop and get something else for us?
I know. I was
Did
like,
we just pick up their family's food?
I was like, should we just order more here and wait? And she's like, no, then it'll take too long. I don't know. And so we're just driving. We're like, oh gosh, this is so strange. Maybe they like misheard the order or something. I don't know. So anyways, so we get there, knock on the door. They open the door and they go, oh, well, where's your pizza?
Oh.
They had
oh,
only
no,
ordered
they
for
didn't
them.
Order anything for you?
No.
Oh, that and is so miscommunication.
It was definitely miscommunication because we had assumed, oh, hey, let's do pizza, that they were going to order pizza and
for everybody. Like you place one big order
right.
for everybody, then you kind of can divide it and Venmo each other. Right,
right? Exactly.
That's what everybody does.
Sure. And she was like, well, didn't you think it was strange that I didn't ask you what your pizza order was? And we were like, well, I mean, maybe you knew that we were not picky at all and we would eat anything. Like, we didn't know. And, you know, this person has some dietary restrictions. And it was like, this pizza didn't have any dietary restrictions to it. And so fast forward, it's literally, they're like, well, you can share our personal
pan. No, oh, gosh.
That's what happened.
Oh, no.
And so they got like fruit out and they're
trying to scrounge to see what else they got.
There's like, we have some random like crackers and cheese.
Oh,
here's some fruit. And then.
Did you just run back out real quick and go get something?
No, because we said, oh, well, we'll just order somewhere. They're like, no, it'll be fine. We'll just share. And so both of us, we like felt bad because, you know, personal pizzas, there were four little slices of pizza
each.
You know,
your friends were planning on eating all.
Right, they ate the entire thing.
Yes. And so now everyone's going to be a little hungry.
And so I was like, all right, well, I'll just have one little slice here, I guess. And my wife was like, I'm not really hungry. I'm not going to eat anything. It was so funny and awkward at the same time because it was a total miscommunication of, oh, hey, let's get pizza. And then,
even if they were unsure of what you like, they'd just say, hey, what do you guys like? I'll place a big order and then you can, we'll figure out how to share it,
to
split it.
I'll know next time to clarify, okay, yes. Hey, should we order pizza too?
Yes, but Mason from E-Town's is like, listen, if you say come over, we're having pizza, you get all of it. You were correct to understand was what was happening.
That was kind of the assumption, but
that's the etiquette. Or you just say, we'll place our order. You guys go ahead and get what you want.
Right.
Thanks so much for picking it all up.
Right, right. But just, you should have seen my face when I was standing there holding these little tiny personal pan pizza boxes in my hand going,
that's confusing. That doesn't look like enough for adult men.
I know, and I'm sitting here going, I could crush both of these personal pan pizzas myself. I'm not a huge person, but I can eat some food. How to eat some food.
And like Amy says, she said, if anyone is ever coming over, food or not, I have enough to feed an army, just in case.
I mean, they ended up like pulling together, some fruit and, like I said, some stuff. And so we were fine. Like, and the salad was pretty filling too.
Listen, but again, Trina's like, why would you only offer to pick up their pizza?
In their mind, how were they understanding
that you're not thinking that you're getting food for you too?
I think they assumed that we were going to be picking up our food too.
That is so bizarre. Have you never done this with this family before? Was this a new experience? Or have you guys
We've gotten together before.
Have you ever done the food thing before together?
Apparently not.
Okay. That's also surprising. This is not a new,
It's not a new concept.
Household that you've been hanging out in.
Right. And it's not a new concept of saying, hey, come over. We'll play cards. We'll do pizza.
Okay. So the last time that worked out, did they provide pizza for everybody? Do you remember how that worked?
I don't remember.
Could this have massively gone sideways?
I don't think we're all trying to figure out what happened. I don't think we've ever done pizza at their place before. I don't think we have.
Hysterical.
Completely sideways. I'm standing there. I'm just like, this just doesn't look right.
But even if there's a question, you say, hey.
And fast forward.
Because not everybody has the same pizza taste, right?
Yeah, sure.
People like different toppings, all the things. So at the very least, you're asking, what do you guys like?
Yeah.
What do you want? How did they not ask that question? And how did you not think to volunteer it?
Whatever
you guys like, we'll like it too.
That
would be also the hint that we're going to eat your order with you.
There were a lot of assumptions being made. There were a lot of assumptions, and it turned out wrong.
And you guys end up having to have some late night snacks.
I know. It was like we left, and Elizabeth and I are driving home, and we're like, let's see.
Hey, what drive thru's open right now?
You want to run through Taco Bell or something? What do you want to do?
We need fourth meal. Let's do that.
So anyways, that's
bless their hearts, and they probably felt so awkward. But again, how did you not think about that or work it out, ask the questions when you are going to host people at your house?
I know. Again, assumptions were made.
Did we even talk about beverages? Are you bringing your own beverages? Especially when adult beverages are involved.
We did. We brought some beverages by.
Okay, well, at least you did. You had that covered.
Anyways.
Bless your hearts.
Trina texts in and says, imagine they're listening now. You know what? I told them. I was like, well, you gave me something to talk about on Monday. So so they know. They know they're getting thrown under the bus.
Well, we're all learning here. You know, I'm sure you're not the same. The only people on planet Earth to be in that situation.
What's the story behind your wrong order? Like I said, this isn't really a wrong order per se, but it's kind of a backwards way of a wrong order because, we just,
miscommunication.
My wife and I just didn't order for us.
Right. But again, you made a normal assumption. Yeah. All of us agree we would have made too.
Anyways, 502-795-1997. I have.
Your wife's solution was genius too, but they're just like, great. Okay.
I know. She was like, here, I'll text him a photo. This doesn't look right. I'll text him a photo. They were like, yeah, you got her pizza. This is great.
You can't follow up and say, is that enough?
Does that look right?
Too?
Does that look right to you?
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, shoot.